from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo wants Kertajati Airport to become economic growth center. Celetuh is declared as Global Geopark Network by UNESCO. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo wanted Kertajati Airport to be a new economic growth center in West Java and its surrounding areas. President Jokowi or Joko Widodo were reviewing the Kertajati Airport, which is still in the process of completion in Majalengka, West Java, on Tuesday, said that the development around the airport as a new economic growth center will also be apparent. He said that for the first phase, the airport can be completed in accordance with the deadline. For the next stage, the development of economic centers around the airport will be completed. President Jokowi Widodo or Jokowi applauded the construction of the airport, which Jokowi considered to be fast starting from when the president had officially commenced the construction in January 2016. Currently, the construction of Kertajati Airport, which will be used as a new international airport in West Java, has reached 95% completion. The airport will also be used as an embarkation point for Hajj pilgrims in West Java. The construction of Kertajati Aero City is divided into four phases, namely industrial and warehousing zones, public and social services zones, office, trade and service zones, residential zones, green open space zones, blue open space zones, mixed and roadmap zones. Indonesian President Joko Widodo or Jokowi has signed a presidential regulation amending Presidential Regulation No. 75 of 2015 concerning National Action Plan for Human Rights for the 2015-2019 term. The President signed the regulation on April 10, 2018 out of consideration that the action plan needs to be implemented in a sustainable way to respect, fulfill, protect, uphold, and promote human rights, the Cabinet Secretariat said on its official website on Tuesday, April 17. With the new presidential regulation, the President revised the lineup of the Joint Secretariat of National Action Plan for Human Rights by admitting the Foreign Ministry as a member of the Joint Secretary along with the Law and Human Rights Ministry, the Social Service Ministry, the Home Affairs Ministry and the National Development Planning Ministry, National Development Planning Agency, BAPENAS. Under Article 4, Sub-Article 3, the Joint Secretariat of National Action Plan for Human Rights is coordinated by the Minister of Law and Human Rights. The National Action Plan for Human Rights will be implemented through human rights action by ministries, non-ministerial government institutions, and regional governments by coordinating with the Joint Secretariat. The human rights action is contained in Appendix 1, which is an integral part of the presidential regulation. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi discussed cooperation with maritime affairs and fisheries with her Vietnamese counterpart Phan Binh Minh during the third joint commission meeting between the two countries. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry said in a press statement released on Tuesday, April 17, that the third Indonesia-Vietnam joint commission meeting was held in Hanoi, Vietnam. At the meeting, Marsudi stressed that illegal, unreported, and undocumented IUU fishing pose a serious threat to the food security of a country. For its part, she called on the Vietnamese government to step up cooperation to eradicate IUU fishing, while at the same time encouraging sustainable fishery management. In response, the Vietnamese government vowed to respond immediately to the draft joint communique on IUU fishing proposed by Indonesia. During the meeting, the two foreign ministers also discussed the delineation of Indonesia-Vietnam Exclusive Economic Zone, EEZ, one of the issues that the two countries are still negotiating. As of November 2017, the two countries have held 10 technical meetings to delineate the EEZ in accordance with the directives from the two countries' leaders. Both Indonesian and Vietnamese foreign ministers reiterated their call for the two countries to speed up negotiations. Marsudi also asserted the finalization of EEZ is crucial because it will bring about benefits and certainty for the two countries. Celetu Geopark in West Java, declared as part of Global Geopark Network on the 204th UNESCO Executive Board Commission's meeting in Paris, France on April 14, 2018. Permanent representative of Indonesia to UNESCO for 2015-2018 period, Fauzi Sulaiman said, after the long process, Celetu successfully becomes one of Global Geopark. At a discussion themed Indonesia World Heritage in International Diplomacy and Interaction on Tuesday, April 17, he said, West Java provincial government has built road to Celetu Geopark, Pelabuhan Ratu. According to him, this infrastructure development effort is highly appreciated by UNESCO. In addition, academics from Pajajaran University also participated in various researches related to Celetu and support the process to declare Celetu as Geopark by UNESCO. By this recognition, the number of tourists visiting the area will increase.
Ya, kalau misalnya sesuatu
if a site has been recognized by UNESCO, they will put the symbol of Geopark there. Then more people will come. UNESCO's recognition shows that the site has been good and well managed. It is the magnet if we got recognition from UNESCO. Fauzi pointed out that after Wakatobi was declared Man and the Biosphere by UNESCO, there was a surge in the number of visits. He reminded the future challenge is to create sustainable tourism. According to Fauzi, things concerning cleanliness and sustainability of nature will be the attention of UNESCO in the future. In addition to Celetu Geopark, at the session, the Commission also declared Mount Rinjani, Lombok in West Nusa Tenggara Province as the world's geopark. Previously, Batur Geopark in Bali and Gunung Sewu Geopark have been declared as Global Geopark. In the future, Caldera Toba will be nominated as Global Geopark Network. This news comes to you over RRL Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Institute of Sciences or LIPI, National Archive of Republic of Indonesia, ANRI, and National Committee of Memory of the World Indonesia will submit the speech archives of President Sukarno at the United Nations General Assembly in 1960 and his speech at Non-Bloc Summit Conference in 1961 to UNESCO to be nominated as Memory of the World. Deputy of Scientific Section of the Institute, Mego Pinandito, at Archive Exhibition of Asia-Africa Conference and Seminar on Memory of the World at the Auditorium of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences in Jakarta on Tuesday said that the speech of President Sukarno has big role in the world civilization, even has ideas which change the world.
Pertanyaannya, apa kriterianya? Tetapi yang
the question, what is the criteria? But the first is, it is authentic. The identity is tested by the team. It must have significance on regional or international relation. What we submit are President Sukarno's archives and the archive of non-bloc, which is regional international. Then it is irreplaceable. No one can duplicate it. It is extraordinary. Mego Pinandito further explained, Memory of the World is one of UNESCO programs on collective memory of the world, which to encourage awareness of conservation and to open access to heritage documentary in many countries. The commemoration of Asia-Africa Conference every April 18 is expected to be a trigger in boosting attention from all the countries. Asian and African countries are still facing some problems that have not been overcome. It was stated by Director and Representative of UNESCO Office Jakarta Sabas Khan to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on the sidelines of the Archive Exhibition of Asia-Africa Conference and Seminar on Memory of the World at the Auditorium of Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Asia and Africa, we must say that Indonesia has been a pioneer to bring it together. What is the big problem in the world now? We still have the issues of poverty. We have the issues related to hunger. We have issues related to freedom of expression. We have challenges related to climate change. We have issues related to energy and water. So all of those problems still stay there. So by bringing Asia and Africa together, and this commemoration should promote more South-South cooperation. South-South cooperation means Indonesia helping countries in Africa, for example.
Sabas Khan further explained, the strengthening cooperation of Asia and Africa will reduce the problems faced. Therefore, the promotion of South-South cooperation for Asian and African countries is very important. And the last item, the government of Indonesia has decided to hand over 100% of the right to manage or participating interests of 8 oil and gas blocks termination this year to a state-owned oil and gas company Pertamina. Head of Special Task Force of Upstream Oil and Gas Business Activities, SKK Migas, Amin Sunaryadi, said that the rights will be given to Pertamina and its existing partners. Amin said in Jakarta recently that the 8 parties have decided that 100% of the interest will be handed over to Pertamina. Later, the existing partners in each oil and gas block who are interested in rejoining and remanaging the block can initiate a business-to-business or B2B negotiation with Pertamina. Amin explained that the decision to hand over the participating interest to Pertamina was made based on two considerations. First, the government wants to help Pertamina's under pressure financial condition due to the significant increase in global oil price, while the price of subsidized fuel will not be raised until 2019. Second, the government wants to accelerate the process of signing the contract and transfer the 8 termination blocks because Pertamina's B2B negotiation with the existing PI holder took a long time. I'm in hope that the decision can help to expedite the signing of new contracts for the termination blocks. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo wants Kertajati Airport to become economic growth center. Celetu declared as Global Geopark Network by UNESCO. And listener, that was the news. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. This is Ania Sana with commentary entitled Beijing-Tokyo Relationships. Listener, after having been quite a long time, Japan and China's relationship have not been good due to territorial dispute issues. Last Monday, April 16, 2018, Japan welcomed Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's visit to Tokyo with an invitation to have warm bilateral relations. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe conveyed his call amidst a vulnerable security situation in Northeast Asia due to North Korean missile threats. Abe wants cooperation with China to encourage the North Korean ruling regime to stop its nuclear program. The role of the PRC, or the People's Republic of China, is expected to bring North Korea to the negotiating table with the United States and Japan. Some time ago, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visited Beijing and met with President Xi Jinping. Instead, Abe will meet President Trump to discuss the halt of China's nuclear-assisted program. In an effort unsupported by North Korea, Japan supports a trilateral meeting between Prime Minister Shinzo Abe with Chinese Prime Minister Lee Keqiang and South Korean President Moon Jae-in scheduled to be held in May. The positive signs on Korean Peninsula issues are North and South Korea's plans for bilateral meetings as well as meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. China and Japan have good reason to agree to improve relations. In addition to security concerns in the region, it seems also due to the policy of the U.S. President Donald Trump in the form of import tariff plans from China and Japan. Trump even requested that the two countries open up a wider market for the U.S. goods. Although not specifically talking about U.S. policy plans, the meeting between Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Foreign Minister Taro Kono remained to discuss global economic changes. The Japanese Foreign Minister said that both countries are aware if starting a trade war can affect the prosperity of the global economy. Instead, Wang said that Japan understands how to keep the rules of the game in the WTO. Both countries are taking measures to maintain a free trade system under the WTO and to build a more open economy together. Improving relations between China and Japan is certainly something positive. Both have a great influence because they are world economic power today. For Indonesia, this becomes an opportunity and also a challenge. It is an opportunity because due to improving relationships, which makes Indonesia free to build relationships with both countries. But it becomes a challenge because Indonesia's products become more difficult to enter the market as they have to compete with similar products from both countries. But more importantly, what is the common desire of all parties are creating peace in the East Asian region. And listener, that was commentary. Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, this is Today in History with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. We begin with an event on April 18, 2007. West Irian Jaya officially changed into West Papua. West Papua is a province of Indonesia located in the western part of Papua Island with Manokwari as its capital. West Papua and Papua are provinces with special autonomy status. Previously, this province was named West Irian Jaya through the Law No. 45-1999. Later, based on Government Regulation No. 24-2007, on April 18, 2007, the name of the province was changed into West Papua. We move into 1946. League of Nations was disbanded. League of Nations is an international organization established after the Paris Peace Conference 1919. Its main function include disarmament, war prevention through collective security, international conflict solution through negotiation and diplomacy, and global welfare improvement. The idea to establish the League of Nations was initiated by U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, although USA never joined. When established, 42 countries joined the League of Nations. League of Nations did not have army and depended on international power to maintain its resolutions compliance. Although being successful in the beginning, the League of Nations failed to prevent the attacks by Axis powers in 1930s. The emergence of World War II re-emphasized that League of Nations had failed to prevent war. After the World War II on April 18, 1946, the League of Nations was disbanded and replaced by United Nations. We end today in history with an event in 1955, where Asian-African Summit began. Asian-African Summit, also known as Bandung Conference, is a conference among Asian and African nations held in Bandung City. This conference was held on April 18 to 24, 1955, and joined by representatives from 29 Asian-African countries. The main goal of this conference was to form Third World Countries Alliance in facing two superpowers, West Bloc and East Bloc. In the end of the conference, the Bandung Declaration contained agreement to form economic and cultural cooperation among Third World countries and recognize the right of each nation to choose their own fate. Besides, the summit issued a resolution against colonialism and the Asian African Conference became the initiator of non-aligned movement. Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Listeners, coming up next, here is My Indonesia, entitled Ministry of Industry Facilitates 8 Fashion Small and Medium Industry to Participate in an Exhibition in Japan. so stay tuned. Ministry of Industry keeps trying to introduce the beauty of Indonesian culture in the world through the exhibition of small and medium industries products. The exhibition, themed Indonesia Kain Party 2018, is held at Meguro Accessories Museum and Flagship Store, Tokyo, Japan, from April until July 2018. Director General of Small and Medium Industry of Industry Ministry, Gati Wibawaningsih, said in Jakarta on Sunday, April 15, that the event has become one of momentums of the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relation between Indonesia and Japan. According to Gati Wibawaningsih, this year Indonesia Kain Party 2018 raised the theme Indonesian Fashion from Traditional until Modern. The participation of small and medium industry in the exhibition is hoped to increase export market of Indonesian products in Japan, especially produced by national small and medium industries. In addition, the exhibition also aims to empower Indonesian women, sets Indonesia as tourism destinations of international people, especially Japan, and develops Indonesian cultural products. In the exhibition, which is held through the cooperation of the two governments, the ministry facilitates 8 small and medium of national fashion, namely Wiknyo Rahadi, who displays woven fabrics with non-machine that produce new innovations such as woven spots, freckles, and broken threads. Various kinds of Wiknyo woven are exhibited in the form of clothes, sarung, shawl, until ready-made clothing. Furthermore, Baroko Batik exhibit ethnic batik with a natural coloring technique that has a fish icon as a characteristic of this cloth. Another industry, namely Batik Pohon, shows batik clothes, which was made by using natural coloring techniques taken from various kinds of trees or plants so that it has friendly environment characteristic. Besides, it uses local content such as alum, limestone, tutunjung or rust of iron as a material lock on the fabric. Then Z Batik Semarang, which produces batik with coloring technique by using waste and cultivation of natural color producing plants. The other products which are exhibited belongs to Glam, which produce bags from leather and also batik and weaving with writing technique and stamp as the material of manufacture. Then, Diah Kuncoro Kumalasari, the owner of contemporary batik painting Diah Kuncoro Handmade using synthetic coloring technique. And the last, small and medium industry which participates in the exhibition is Sophie Design, which has received a number of awards in various events such as Indonesia Fashion Competition and Bali Fashion Week. According to Gati Wibawaningsih, fashion industry is one of 16 groups of creative industry, which is able to contribute on national gross domestic products worth 3.76% in 2017. In that period, export of fashion industry reached $13.29 billion, an increase of 8.7% from the previous year. And listener, that was My Indonesia. This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. Indonesia President Joko Widodo wanted Kertajati Airport to be a new economic growth center in West Java and its surrounding areas. President Joko Widodo has signed a presidential regulation amending Presidential Regulation No. 75 of 2015 concerning National Action Plan for Human Rights for the 2015-2019 term. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi discussed cooperation in maritime affairs and fisheries with her Vietnamese counterpart Phan Binh Minh during the third joint commission meeting between the two countries. Ciletu Geopark in West Java is declared as part of Global Geopark Network on the 204th UNESCO Executive Board Commission's meeting in Paris, France on April 14, 2018. Indonesian Institute of Sciences or LIPI, National Archive of Republic of Indonesia ANRI and National Committee of Memory of the World Indonesia will submit the speech archives of President Sukarno at the United Nations General Assembly in 1960 and his speech at Non-Bloc Summit Conference in 1961 to UNESCO to be nominated as Memory of the World. The commemoration of Asia-Africa Conference every April the 18th is expected to be a trigger in boosting attention from all countries. Asian and African countries are still facing some problems that have not been overcome. It was stated by Director and Representative of UNESCO Office Jakarta, Sabas Khan, to Voice of Indonesia on the sidelines of Archive Exhibition of Asia-Africa Conference and Seminar on Memory of the World at the Auditorium of Indonesian Institute of Sciences, Jakarta, Tuesday. And the last item, the Indonesian government has decided to hand over 100% of the right to manage or participating interest of 8 oil and gas blocks termination this year to state-owned oil and gas company Pertamina. And listeners, that was News in Brief. Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourism objects from Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province, there are many small islands, or locally called gili. But among the islands, there are two gilis which are beautiful and exotic. They are Gili Sudak and Gili Kedis. Listeners, Gili Sudak is a small island which is surrounded by beautiful beaches. Located at West Sekotong District, Medang Village, Batu Kijuk Hamlet, West Lombok, Gili Sudak has around 30 hectares wide. Although it is a small island, Gili Sudak is very exotic with white sand and clear water. Currently, many tourists know Gili Sudak. Comparing with other gilis which are well known such as Gili Trawangan, Gili Menok, and Gili Air, Gili Sudak is quieter. So, for you who want to be relaxed while enjoying the beauty of nature with calm situation, you can visit Gili Sudak as your next destination. Because this tourism object still lacks of facility, we suggest you to bring your own foods and beverages if you would like to go to Gili Sudak. Listeners, Gili Kedis is also a small island. It is located at Central Sekotong, West Lombok, or precisely close to Gili Sudak. This small island is beautiful and fresh. This beach, which is covered with beautiful white sand and clear sea water, makes anyone feel at home for longer. This tourism object is uninhabited. Like Gili Sudak, this place has underwater panorama, which is very beautiful. Various kinds of beautiful coral reef and colorful ornament fish can be found here. Listeners, before arriving at Gili Kedis, you will pass Gili Sudak. To go to Gili Sudak, you have to rent a small boat that can accommodate 6 people. To rent the boat costs around 300,000 rupiah until 500,000 rupiah, including the trip to Gili Sudak and Gili Kedis. The trip takes 15 minutes from Mataram City to Gili Sudak. Meanwhile, from Gili Sudak to Gili Kedis, it takes around 10 minutes. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Gili Sudak and Gili Kedis in Lombok. Thank you for listening.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Fasilitas Hotel, or in English, Hotel Facility. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Fasilitas Hotel, or in English, Hotel Facility. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Tony, a British man, and hotel receptionist. Let's follow the conversation. Receptionist, selamat sore. Dengan resepsionis, ada yang bisa kami bantu? Sore, laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi hotel. Receptionist, baik pak, silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. Tony, baik, apa kata sandinya? Receptionist, kata sandinya tamu hotel, tanpa spasi ya pak. Tony, sudah bisa, terima kasih. Receptionist, sama-sama pak. After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and items related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi hotel. Laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi hotel. In English, my laptop cannot connect with the hotel Wi-Fi. Silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. Silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. In English, please choose a network of mutiara. Kata sandi. Kata sandi in English, password. Tanpa spasi. Tanpa spasi in English, without or no space. When you are in a hotel, you might be face problem like no connection with Wi-Fi because you don't know the password. Not only in hotel, but also in other public places which provide Wi-Fi facility. To know the password, you can use the words which are usually used. Apa kata sandinya? Apa kata sandinya? In English, what is the password? But if you don't know whether the place has Wi-Fi facility or not, you can ask, apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? Apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? In English, is it available Wi-Fi here? Well, listener, here is a conversation between Tony and receptionist as follows. Tony, sore, laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi. Sore, laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi. In English, my laptop cannot connect with the hotel Wi-Fi. Receptionist, baik pak, silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. Baik pak, silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. In English, alright sir, please choose a network mutiara. Please choose a network mutiara. Tony, baik, lalu apa kata sandinya? Baik, lalu apa kata sandinya? In English, okay, what is the password? Receptionist, kata sandinya, tamu hotel. Kata sandinya, tamu hotel. In English, the password is tamu hotel. Next, another example of conversation. Man, apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi?
Apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? In English, is it available Wi-Fi here, woman? Ada, namanya bahasa. Ada, namanya bahasa. In English, yes it is. The name is bahasa. Man, apa kata sandinya? Apa kata sandinya? In English, what is the password? Woman, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. In English, 1, 2, 3, 4. Meanwhile, about writing of the word, when you are not sure whether it is wrote merged or separated, one or two words, you can clarify by asking, for example, pakai spasi atau tidak? Apakah ada spasi antara tamu dan hotel? Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the topic Hotel Facility. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We also hold monthly quiz with many interesting prizes. Please answer the question by expressing greeting first, the name, place of origin, address, and please send your answer to our email address at voi@voinews.id. Until next week with another interesting topics, sampai jumpa. Goodbye for now. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present some beautiful songs from Efek Rumah Kaca Group Band. Well listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Cinta Melulu. Happy listening. Listener, that was the song entitled Cinta Melulu by Efek Rumah Kaca Band. The song is one of the leading songs by Efek Rumah Kaca Band. The lyrics usually criticize on monotonous music industry in Indonesia because it is dominated by romantic songs. In addition to Cinta Melulu, several other songs of the Efek Rumah Kaca Band are also full of criticisms of social and political issues. Criticism through a simple pop music is actually the main theme presented by the band that has been formed in Jakarta since 2001. Although the criticism and arrangements are always awaited, it takes 6 years of the Efek Rumah Kaca Band to be independently performed. After writing in 2 compilation albums with various other bands, Efek Rumah Kaca finally released their first album in 2006 and received many positive responses from the music lovers and cyberspace. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Menjadi Indonesia.
Oh,
That was the song Menjadi Indonesia by Efek Rumah Kaca Band. If the Indonesian theme songs from other bands always have positive nuance and raising the spirit of nationalism, the Efek Rumah Kaca chose another way. Through the song Menjadi Indonesia, the band reminded all people about the real condition. Since 2015, due to one of its personnel continued his study in the United States, the Efek Rumah Kaca band reduced its frequency of its performance on stage. However, the band still took the time to satisfy its fanatic fans through a sudden celebration entitled Suddenly Concert in 2016 and Suddenly Concert Again in 2017. Listener, the Efek Rumah Kaca will become representative of Indonesia in the South by Southwest, or SXSW Festival, in Texas, the United States, on March 9 to 13, 2018. In order to successfully perform at SXSW, the Efek Rumah Kaca band conducting fundraising through the concert. Although it has already become a big band and famous in the country, the band openly declared that it needs the amount of funds to join the festival. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Di Udara and December by Efek Rumah Kaca Band. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Satu terkasih, kulihat Di sinar matamu tersimpan kekayaan batinmu. Oh, di dalam senyummu ku dengar bahasa kalbu mengalun bening menggetarkan. Kini dirimu yang selalu
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.